Yes, really good homestand last time around, and this is our last one, so hopefully we can make it 2-0 this time around.
And let's see, the last road trip, a tough loss, a tough five-set loss, but then a sweep of Auburn, so you've pretty good shape.
Yeah, you know, when you go on the road in the SEC, it's hard to win both. You know, now we got to, you know, as we keep going forward, we'll hopefully try to get a sweep down the stretch, but, you know, we were a little bit flat on Friday and couldn't get ourselves going. You know, toward the end, the ball just didn't bounce our way, but we recovered very nicely. The kids just showed great character, and we put a beat down on Auburn on that Sunday match. So very excited for our outcome on Sunday and the way our kids responded.
We've got two matches left in Barnhill Arena, one of them against a ranked team. How important is this as you start to look to postseason possibilities?
Well, you know, Friday's match is a must win. You know, we need to beat South Carolina. We're ahead of them in the RPI, and we just need to keep padding that win percentage, you know, for RPI purposes. And then, you know, as you keep building your resume, it's just like anything impressive you do to get a job. Well, for us, it's to go to the NCAA tournament. So beating a ranked team late in the season will certainly, you know, make that resume look very, very good. And I think by us beating Florida, that would put us in the NCAA tournament at this point. So I think down the stretch, if we get South Carolina and we're able to get one or two of the other matches we have at hand, I think we have a very good case of being an NCAA tournament team. And we're playing NCAA-style volleyball right now. I mean, I believe we should be in, but it's not up to me, unfortunately.
Finally, SEC used to have a tournament.
Yeah, we did. We used to have a tournament before we went to double round robin. And I think it was 6-7 years ago now. We went to double round robin. It's just better for the conference in terms of our strength of schedule to play each other more so the RPI goes up. And, you know, in result to that change, we've had the most teams ever going to the NCAA tournament since we made that change. So it worked. It's going to be interesting now with the addition of Missouri and Texas A&M.
Yeah.
That's going to change our scheduling down the stretch here. Now that we do not have an even number because Vanderbilt does not have volleyball. So we have 13 teams. We'll see how we're going to manage scheduling, and we might go back to round and a half in a tournament. Who knows?
All right. Well, best of luck.
Well, thanks. Go Hawks.